Welcome to a Hoffman Quadrinity check-in. Find yourself a comfortable place to sit, and ideally a place where you can be quietly with your eyes closed without being disturbed. Once you're settled, take an especially conscious breath in. A breath that reminds you that there you are in your living body. As you breathe in and breathe out, slowly let yourself forget that you're breathing and allow your body to find its own natural rhythm. Feel yourself, first of all, part of the Hoffman community. You're one of many thousands of people. And if you had nothing else in common with them other than having done the Hoffman process, that's already a lot. So feel your belonging and accept your belonging as part of that community. And feel yourself also as part of a bigger family, the family of human beings here on this planet. Take a moment to accept your place as part of that family. You belong. Take a step back even further and let yourself feel a part of the family of animals, not just humans, that are sharing this planet. We forget that we have an animal nature. Remind your body with a conscious breath right now that you're also an animal. And with that, you have all the instincts, the beauty, and the wildness of all animals. Get a sense of that. Enjoy that feeling. Roll your shoulders. Stretch one leg, then the other. Shift your weight from one hip to the other, much as a cat might if it was lying in a little spot of sunlight. As you do so, awaken the life force in your body. Breathe it down into your toes, give them a little stretch and a wiggle. Breathe it up through your calves, your shins, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your abdomen, your lower back, your chest, your big beating heart, your shoulders, your arms, your fingers. Roll your shoulders, roll your neck a little bit. Stretch your head one way and then the other. Feel that aliveness too in your face, in your eyes. The very surface of you, even your hair, your skin, right through to the depths, the bones, the marrow. You're in a living body. And perhaps most of all, we'll use that living body to sense our way into a little compassionate inquiry, a loving connection, a loving relationship with ourselves. So from this place, come into deep relationship, intimate relationship with yourself. Lovingly face yourself. We'll begin by becoming aware within us, within you, of your own emotional self. This is the part of you that feels feelings, of course. So the great spectrum, the great range of your emotionality, your joys, your passions, your thrills, your excitement, your anger, your fear. The extraordinary colour that having emotions brings to our lives. So as you prepare yourself to face your own emotional self, steel yourself for a moment. Take on a little appropriate respect and gratitude, because this is the part of you that through nurturing her or him, you will also be cultivating passion, joy, spontaneity, creativity, playfulness, mischief, the incredible colour of our emotionality. And how bleak it would be without that dear, precious emotional child in our lives. So, have a look. Perhaps your emotional child is young. Perhaps it's your own age as you are today. Perhaps something in between. Maybe the age of your emotional child has a kind of relevance. What was your life like at roughly that age? Does that give you a message, an insight into perhaps how you're doing right now emotionally? Is there an echo of a past experience? Look at the body language, the facial expression of your precious emotional self. What does that tell you? All the life you've lived behind you, all the life you have yet to live up ahead, and perhaps most importantly, the life you're living right now emotionally, all around you. Take your emotional self lovingly in your arms, and you can do this by wrapping your arms around your own body and giving yourself a tender, loving cuddle. Give your own body a cuddle. And as you do this, open up a little dialogue with your emotional self. Very simple one. Emotional children tend to keep things rather simple, so simply ask the question, "Dear emotional me, how are you feeling right now?" And receive an answer. "I'm feeling..." At this moment, you simply validate it. You simply validate it by saying, "Yes, of course. Of course you're feeling that. How could you not be? With all that you're going through right now, how could you not be feeling that?" So welcome any feelings, no matter how contradictory. After all, it's possible to be feeling joy and fear, anger and love at the same time. We're very complex that way. Reaffirm that validation with a warm hug. And as you hug, imagine meeting the needs of your emotional self. Actually visualize, take a moment to envision yourself somehow meeting those needs really fully. A need for connection, a need to play, a need for a little freedom from routine, maybe some creativity, some magic. Reaffirm that with another hug and let your arms drop to your sides. Turn your attention now, of course, to the part within you where your intellectual self resides. Breathe into your adult intellect. visualize your adult intellect. And again, approach your adult intellect with a good degree of respect and appreciation and gratitude, for through its nurturing, you will find that you're also cultivating the most wonderful qualities, the capacity to plan ahead with a certain maturity, the capacity to deeply engage and understand and assess and evaluate. How lit up your intellect can be when it's inspired. And it's also the part of you that can do cleverness, quickness. It's often very funny, our intellect. What a great asset. Warmly throw your arms around your intellect. And as you do, take a little reading. How's it going? With all the life that you've lived and the life that you're living right now and all that you hope and dream for in the future, how's it going right now, dear adult intellect? Ask your intellect a penny for your thoughts. Go on, tell all. Your intellect responds by saying, what I'm thinking of right now is, accept it. Accept it and validate it, just as you did with your child, a warm hug that says, of course, that makes sense that you're thinking that right now. No judgment. And as you hug your dear intellect, envision meeting your intellect's needs for today. Stimulation, excitement, engagement, or maybe just a rest. After all, we tend to rather overburden our intellects, at least in the society we live in. So visualize. Visualize yourself meeting that need for your precious adult intellect. Again, put your arms around your body and affirm that with a hug. And once again, stretch out into your body. Stretch out your legs. Tighten up and release your muscles in your legs, your arms, perhaps your shoulder, your abdomen. Contract, expand. Roll your shoulders a little. Bring your body fully alive. And take a moment to sense the extraordinary circuitry of life force and energy as it courses through your being. We can be a little vain about our intellects. We imagine that it's our intellects that are the clever bit, but any moment of honest examination of what our bodies do for us, and we can only be in awe. Our respiratory system, our digestive system, our reproductive system, our nervous system, everything functioning, relentlessly healing us, whether we are conscious and awake to it or not. And often our bodies are responding to our own lack of self-care. So as you now put your arms around your dear body, particularly if you've got some history with your body, particularly if there have been times when you've judged, criticized, blamed, or even hated your body, now is the moment to let it breathe out and relax as you lovingly hold it. And you accept it just as it is. As you do so, intuitively receive a message from your body, a message that will be communicated probably through a sensation, maybe a pain or a tension when you know maybe very well in your neck or your back or your tummy, or maybe just something as subtle as an itch, but just somehow trust that your body's communicating with you and place a loving hand where you get that message. So it could be your forehead, your heart, your throat, your neck, your shoulders, anywhere. Trust the first impulse that you have and send some love to that place. Send some love and give it a little massage, some affection, just as you would with a much loved friend or child. And in return, receive a message about what your body needs today. And as you envision yourself meeting that need for your body, take a moment to lovingly appreciate your body, knowing that if you nurture it, your whole life will be transformed for the better. And knowing that the science supports that our mental health, our emotional health, absolutely contributes to our immunity and our physical health. What a blessing, what a miracle to have our body. Affirm that with another hug and allow your hands to drop to their sides. And then allow this very simple thought to float around in your consciousness. You don't need to overthink it, but just let this one in. If you've been, as you have been, lovingly, respectfully even, connecting with your own emotional child, with your own adult intellect, with your own body, with nothing but kindness, affection, support, love, then you are already in your spiritual self. So you don't have to do anything holy. You don't have to do anything clever. You don't have to be good. You simply already are in your spiritual self. So allow memories to come of times when you have felt that freedom. You felt that wonderful sense of being alive and present and in the moment. Perhaps moments in nature. Perhaps moments of creative engagement. Perhaps memories of loving connection with special others. Let your heart open to those memories. And let that feed and nourish your spiritual self and your connection to it. Visualize your own face shining out its radiance, its serenity, all the beautiful qualities of your spiritual self, wisdom, warmth, easy good humor, relaxed, friendly, wise, gorgeous spiritual self, your own face shining out those qualities. Breathe that in. And as you do, reach with one hand and snuggle in your emotional self under one hand, under one wing. And breathe out and snuggle in your adult intellect under the other and pull them close to them and remind them that you're here. Remind them, tell them, you know, I got this. I'll be here today. I'm with you. Look to me for leadership. And reaffirm that with a message to support your emotional child and intellect and body on this important day. It's always important because it's always now. My message, says your spiritual self, to support you, dear Quadrinity, is... Once again, accept it, let it in, welcome it. Take a breath in to anchor it. Breathe out, and as you breathe out, emotional self, spiritual self, and intellectual self drop down into your body. And just take a moment to feel the completeness, the wholeness of being a human being. You're a human being, no more, no less. You have emotions that give you feelings. You have an intellect that gives you thoughts. You have a body with senses and sensations. And right at the heart of you, the candle flame, eternal, some would say, of your spiritual self. Welcome to your day. Welcome to the world. Keep in touch. Thank you.